Hello, Radio World. This is Hazy. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Broadcasting Vancouver's haziest since 1950.
Good afternoon. You're all tuned in to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks to Chris Riffick, as always, of Parts Unknown Show. This week on the show, we're going to be joined by Sean Watt, who's the organizer of Big Joy Festival, which is happening this weekend, and we're going to hear all about it. To start with, we're just going to listen to some noisy music as we settle ourselves in here. This is a live recording of Eschatons, from Vancouver, project of John Brennan, drummer, improv drummer here in Vancouver. Gonna let this run for a bit. It's more of what you're hearing in the background, and in a few minutes we'll be back with Sean to chat about Big Joy. Stay tuned. right as it's picking up, we're gonna turn it down. That was Eschatons. John pronounces it Eschatons. I read it as Eschatons. Is that?
I think
eschaton a word, or
yeah,
is it just?
I was told once what it meant. Now I can't remember. Unfortunately.
I guess I'm seeing it as echelon, but that's even spelled differently. Upper echelon. Anyhow, Eschatons. That was off of a live compilation put out by CJSW in Calgary. A compilation of all of their live performances throughout the year. Three disc set. And that was just an improv set. Improv for CJSW. Parts 1 through 4. We probably got through parts 1 and 2, I'd imagine. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. And this week we're joined by a friend of the program, Sean Watt. Hello. How are you doing?
Hey, Andy.
Yeah. Welcome
doing
back.
Good. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
No worries. You're here primarily because this weekend is the big weekend.
Yeah.
Tell the people about it.
Thursday the 7th through to Saturday the 9th is our little music festival, Big Joy. It's 5th year this year. Going to be 3 days. Real nice mixed bag.
Mm.
We're having a couple people return for a second go around with like a different project or a collaboration. And then just like every year, we try to keep it pretty fresh. So lots of new faces that we haven't featured before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm really stoked. It's going to be, as it's getting closer and I'm looking at the lineup and like thinking about how it's all gonna go, it's gonna be a nice weekend.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to, for the people who aren't familiar with Big Joy, talk about the kind of the overarching aesthetic or mindset, I guess, of the festival?
It started, my friend and I, JP Doucette, had been putting on some shows around town in the last 7 or 8 years, and we had this big roster of artists that we wanted to put on, and we decided that maybe we'd do like a, you know, it was too many bands, too many acts for one night. So back in 2013 was the first one, and it started, yeah, as just like a celebration of all of these, I guess the broad term, you know, like experimental music under that kind of umbrella, anything from like noise and ambient music to a little bit of free jazz and drone and electroacoustic stuff and like some more abstract sound art. We've had the shows all over town over the years, like pretty small studio spaces, gallery spaces. Most of the time it's about like a 20 to 30 minute set by each artist. We usually cram in like 7 to 8 acts per night, have like different DJs featured, and it's fun because the whole intention was for it to, you know, even if you're not super into what's happening in the moment in 15 minutes, in 20 minutes, there's going to be something completely out of left field from that,
right?
While still trying to curate the whole night with a bit of an arc to it.
Yeah.
Same thing for this year. Yeah, like each act is kind of coming from a different place and a different genre, but overall it has like a nice, the intention is that it has a nice flow. Yeah. I guess that's
great.
That's kind of the lowdown.
Great. And happening at the Remington again this year. Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Two nights at the Remington, the Friday, Saturday. It's just a perfect little space for us. It's got the front gallery. There's a nice little loungy vibe. Some DJs play there. And then you kind of walk through these two double doors, and you've been there, and then you come into this nice big open space. It's our friend Alex Weber's photo studio. So it's an easy teardown just because it's big empty white room, so it's pretty conducive to what we do, and good space for people to like chill and lie down, and we bring in a good system, and it's really fun because the whole space just gets filled up with gear because it's all so proprietary and everyone's got their like their table or their
particular very idiosyncratic setups for a festival like this,
so it's a good just like walk around because you get to scope out all of these people's crazy setups and weird and wonderful. It's fun, too, just to look around and be like, I wonder what that's going to sound like, you know?
Yeah. Or, like, a set will be going for 10 minutes and they haven't touched one part of it. And you're like, what is that going to do?
Yeah.
Great. So we're going to give away some tickets.
Yeah.
And some swag.
Yeah.
You want to tell people what the swag is?
We just got some of our classic Big Joy Fest tote bags.
Great.
Yeah, so.
Vancouver special.
Vancouver special.
Giveaway is the tote bag plus any good nuggets on the tote bag, size, sturdiness.
I'd say it's a medium to light tote bag.
Okay.
Our friend Johnny DeCourcy years back did a big run for us, and so we're just getting to. Yeah. It's a limited run. This is the bottom of the barrel. It's the last few that we have.
He's got some smash hit tote bags. There's the Big Joy one, and then also the 1080p one. You would spot everywhere.
Yeah, you saw that everywhere. You're right.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So a little piece of Vancouver.
It is.
And then we're gonna do the first night, the opening night, Thursday night isn't ticketed, but for this giveaway we'll do the Friday, Saturday.
Okay.
So great. Double.
It's a pair of tickets.
Yeah, a pair of tickets.
Great. So if you would like to call in and get a pair of tickets plus the tote bag for Big Joy 2017, give us a call, 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487. Just tell us your name. That's we'll write it down.
It's real challenging.
You'll be in. You'll be on the list, and you'll get to go there to the Remington on Friday and say, I am on the list.
There you go.
And it'll be a nice moment. As long as we remember to wrap all that up and get the person on the list. We will. You can trust us. This is a very professional radio program, and we'll accomplish these things if you call us, 604-822-2487. And we're going to hear right now and also throughout the hour some selections of people who are playing the festival. So the first one we've got is Emma Tomic. T-O-M-I-C.
Yeah, or Emma Tomic. I'm not sure. Emma's playing on the Saturday night, 9:20 at the Remington Gallery. And they were just one of the artists that JP actually, that was one of the acts that he was remembering that we really needed to have on the bill this year. And we reached out and they were more than happy to play. So yeah, some really great kind of modular synthesis music. So hope everyone digs it.
Great. We're going to hear a song called Servant of the Le Ploop, L-E-P-L-O-O-P, Servant of the Le Ploop by Emma Tomic here on CITR 101.9 FM, listening to The Burrow, and we'll be back with Sean on the other side. Give us a call, 604-822-2487.
Am I wrong?
Man, they were nihilists, man.
Huh?
They kept saying they believed in nothing.
Nihilists. Me.
The Great Escape from Nihilism, Rediscovering Our Passion in Late Modernity by Dr. Gordon E. Karkner involves a journey out of the prison of contemporary nihilism and into a meaningful life trajectory. Rooted in the work of Canadian premier philosopher Charles Taylor, this book is a relevant read for students and faculty. You can find it at the UBC or Regent bookstores.
Who's the f***ing nihilist around here, you bunch of f***ing crybabies?
CITR and Disorders Shindig is back for the 34th year and is hosted at Hastings Mill Brewing Company, formerly known as Pat's Pub, every Tuesday night. We've curated a spicy roster of local musicians, and there are 27 bands, 27 winners, but someone has to take home the Shindig Windig crown from last year's champ, Little Sprout.
Come watch bands jam out, have fun, and battle it out for some rad prizes provided by our sponsors.
Sierra Fox Postering,
Nimbus Recording, Cannery Brewery,
Pandora's Box,
Vader Master Studios, Rain City Recorders,
Mint Records,
Music Waste, Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell,
Sixth Cent Press,
Blue Light Studios, Hastings Mill Brewery,
Print Print.
So come out to Pat's Pub December 5th for the CITR and Discorder Holiday Night with the Afrolution, Dammit Samantha, and Duck.
Okay, you're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM, joined by Sean Watt. Hang in there.
Oh, yeah, having a good time.
Great. We're still here doing well and talking about Big Joy 2017. We just heard Emma Tomic, servant of the LEP loop. I don't know what LEP would stand for, but maybe that's it. I assume there's some sort of electronic looping going on in that song for all of the major changes throughout it.
Yeah, some gear referencing maybe in the title track. I don't know. Yeah, it's good that you started with Eschatons too, because Jeremy, I was saying that to you that without even you necessarily like intending. Yeah, it was great. Bill Batt, who plays guitar in Eschatons, is playing as Ricketts for the festival, his solo project, which is this really great electro acoustic.
Has he done that a lot, or is it
over the years? Yeah, it's kind of taken on a lot of different shapes. It's this really, the last couple times I've seen variations of it, it's based around this old PA system that he has, and just this like really raw feedback that he moves around the room. So it's always really site specific. And then Jeremy Venwick, who plays guitar as well in Eschatons, is playing with Project Crotch. They're coming over from Nanaimo. They're a two-piece, and they're finishing off the festival, actually, the Saturday night. They're the very last act, and John Brennan, the drummer, he's playing. John is actually, funny enough, is the only artist who's played every single Big Joy.
Oh, wow.
But he's played, to his credit, too, because we really tried not to double up on people, except for this year, with some like invited back guests. But John's always played with a different act every year, like very different. He's done solo stuff, he's done other collaborations, and this year he's doing a group called No Membership with Jesse, with one of the Zubat brothers. So, and then there might be another collaborator on board, so that'll be cool.
Sweet.
But it's kind of, that was a great way to start it off, too.
Yeah, great. So the family.
Yeah, the family.
Family is there. Yeah, it's funny. Sneaks in all five times, and he manages it.
Yeah, he just manages to dress it up exactly.
Costume. Great.
He's a creative guy, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Also a friend of the program. He did a live drum set on the show.
Oh, there you go.
We had an improv set in our lounge here. Great. So any other – oh, what I was going to ask – is there any particular wrap-up that you're doing? Is there any sort of sentimental value that you're going to be putting into the end of this? Because this is the last one that you're going to...
Yeah.
Or is that a final decision, or is it kind of just a break? Or
I think it's more that JP and I discussed it and didn't want it to be... You know, we didn't want a giant banner at the top of the poster saying like the classic, like, I don't know, the LCD sound system move, right? Where you... Or like, I know like lots of folks have done that for a myriad of reasons, but... We didn't want it to be like the big promo portion.
Right,
we wanted obviously the artists to be the main focus point. And my co-founder JP, he moved away He lives up in Powell River now. So this was the first year that we kind of made things. He moved in January. And we usually start organizing the festival in November, or pardon me, in August. Mm. And so it was a different vibe this year for sure. It was just, like I was chatting with you earlier, like the internet exists.
Yeah.
But, and cell phones exist, and it's, you can totally, people write whole records, like a world apart from one another. Yeah. But it just, half of the fun of the build up to the fest has just been, you know, going to each other's places and grabbing some beers and working together over an afternoon, and we'd always do the postering ourselves on our bikes, and you know, do these interviews, and so that sort of like that's a special thing that has kind of come to an end, and is totally great because he's up there and he's super happy, and but I think we just have realized that it's 5 years is a nice span for something like this, and I think the skills that I've learned and the like, you know, all of the experience, I'd like to maybe help some other folks out, volunteer with some other things, let something else kind of come out of this in some way, shape, or form. But I think Saturday night, I'm definitely going to have my gooey moments for sure, you know? Like, we'll probably put on some shows and things in the future, but I think the festival as a thing, like Alex, our friend who has lent us the Remington every year and trusted us with that space and all the different people. It's a really cool thing to have this, you know, Vancouver is a small town, but there's these 3 or 4 days in December where we actually see all these people and it's a real reminder of this community and like how amazingly supportive, because JP and I just kind of, JP started putting on shows at his house 6 or 7 years ago, and I was putting on shows around some different shops and things and galleries, and people just really like were super welcoming in terms of us just being music fans and reaching out. And so it's cool to see it now that we've like built this little thing, and that hopefully some other people have made some connections with one another.
Yeah, totally. Great. So there's the beginning of the sentimental moments.
Yeah, you know, my tangent.
Write that up. Write that up for Saturday. Are there any? I guess maybe it's not the right way to put it, but highlight performances that you want to mention particularly for any reasons that are coming through, like new people that you're getting on that are going to play that maybe haven't played before, or any other.
Projects. It's going to be, it's fun because I think a lot of these people don't really operate in much of like a, you know, traditional song structure realm. And so even when you do have people return or do a collaboration, it always takes on a different form, or there's new gear involved, or there's like a new style that they're working on, or new equipment. And this year we've invited back Kristen Roos. He played the first year. And it was a real highlight because he really used the whole, he really used the space. It sounds silly, but he was working with a lot of electromagnetic frequencies and like a really atonal set where there was a lot of like props that he was using. I can't do it justice, but the highlights for me in years past have been, when people kind of, because sometimes these performances, especially when it's solo artists, they can be, There's not a huge performative element which is totally fine, and lots of people will accompany it with visuals. It's a lot more introspective. A lot of folks just lie down, close their eyes. But it does really connect in a different way, I think, when people come on board and really move around, like what previously mentioned, Ricketts, Bill Batt's project, is portraying this year as well, and that he really moves through the whole space and really like tries out some interesting things. To answer your question though, Andy, sorry. I'm looking forward to Outer Party, the project. I actually just met Annie, whose solo project it is. The project she'll be playing at the Big Joy Hair Shop on the opening night, and she was already coming by the space, and she brought some contact mics and a little Zoom recorder and was like sounding up the room as sort of research for what she was going to do as a part of her project. So that got me pretty excited because I think she'll be really like checking out the whole vibe. We got Greg Kelly coming up from Seattle, and he's an amazing trumpet player that we saw years ago at Quiet City, or at least I saw him at Quiet City, Constantine's series he's been putting on for a long time. And he's just a really, he usually plays without amplification too, so real special moments. We had a guy last year named Chris Cogburn who did the same thing. And it's just so nice when sometimes it can be a real like assault, you know, like and that can be really like amazing and mind-blowing in its own right. But when there's those artists that really like drop it down and demand a lot from an audience and demand a lot of attention, that's gonna be really cool. He's finishing Friday night, and yeah, J.S. Relius is playing as well. We've been wanting to get him to play for a couple of years. And speaking of oral assaults, that'll be the opposite of Greg Kelly, but in a really wonderful way. So yeah, those are some past and future highlights. I'm thinking.
Great. Awesome. Yeah, and speaking of just like these things really morph and change all these projects these people have. I think the last thing I saw the same person that J.S. Aurelius is do is United 93.
Okay.
Had this thing that it was, Harsh Noise, but I think had the sonic clips that he had, like the sound bites, were maybe from the 9/11 flight. I think that's what the United 93 is. The airline.
Wow.
And then it was this Harsh Noise stuff. But it was also a little bit goofy because it was in a backyard and there was this person in the house next door like doing laundry outside. And then over on this other yard, it's just like, this like really loud thing. And the person wasn't even flinching, just putting laundry on a clothing line and stuff. It's really funny.
That stuff's interesting when it has such a different it makes such a different impression when it's outside of like a dark, like windowless room, you know, where like you can really just let it wash over you, but it is the only focus. It's really interesting taking it out into like public spaces or just like a backyard show, because it just, first of all, the sound bounces in such a different way, but also the whole world's going past you. It colors it so differently.
Great. So we're going to hear from we're going to do Kristen Roos later on in the set. But to start this next set, we're going to play Mascara, which is another project of Nick Hughes.
The venerable Nick Hughes.
Venerable Nick Hughes.
Yeah, Mascara. Nick played the first installment in 2013 with his like longstanding, his full band project of Group Vision.
Right. Oh.
And so since then, you know, he's obviously morphing and changing all the time and endlessly creative. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be the second act on Saturday night after Sasha Ford. He'll be playing 8:40 at the Remington.
Great. So we're going to hear from a new release here. The release is called Hard Drip. We're going to listen to a song called Anxious Smoker. Also, if anyone wants to call in, 604-822-2487. You can get tickets, a pair of tickets for the Friday and Saturday night. That's this Friday and Saturday, December 8th and 9th, as well as a Big Joy tote bag.
Big Joy tote bag. Free tickets.
Amazing.
All you got to do is call.
Tickets and tote.
Ticket and tote.
TNT.
TNT. RIP
Malcolm
drip.
Young.
There you go.
TNT hard drip. This is Anxious Smoker by Mascara. 604-822-2487 is the phone number. And then some Kristen Roos later in the set. So stay tuned.
Thank you. So you're a member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 with discounts on Commercial Drive at
Audio Pile, High Life Records, Mintage, People's Co-op Bookstore, Stormcrow Tavern, The Rio Theater, JQ Clothing Limited, and Bone Rattle Music Limited.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
Thank you.
Listening to Seekers International, one word, Seekers INTL.
Yeah, I think kind of goes both.
Oh, okay. All right. Listen to The Burrow on CHR 101.9 FM every Monday from 3 until 4. And joined this week by Sean Watt, one half of the curator organizer of Big Joy Festival.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Andy.
Big Joy 5, Big Joy V.
Yeah, Big Joy V. fifth year.
And so if you've been tuned in, just been playing selections from artists that are going to be part of the festival this year, M Atomic, Mascara, listened to a selection from a live installation by Kristen Roos, and Seekers International now opened the show with Eschatons, whose various members will be involved. Wrap up with the main details of the festival this weekend.
December 7th, 8th, 9th. December 7th is an early show. It's at Big Joy Barber and Salon down on 2137 East Hastings. That one's 7 o'clock to 11. And then the other two nights are at the Remington Gallery. Their doors at 7, show at 8. Yeah, we still got some tickets available. Audio Pile Records and Red Cat are selling them, as well as the Big Joy shop. We've got them there. And yeah, if anyone...
And here.
Yeah, CITR is giving away a free little package.
Yep.
So definitely jump on that.
Tote bag / tickets if you call in the next little bit, 604-822-2487. Also keep an eye out, we'll be posting on social networks and otherwise. I will not be doing that. It's not my primary skill set, but we will, as an organization, you will see us posting with some Big Joy tickets. But if you call us, 604-822-2487, we can get you a pair plus the tote bag. And yeah, going to be this weekend, Thursday through Saturday. Should be great. Last edition, at least, like, of this thing.
Yeah.
The essence will, in some way, continue. Got it. We got someone calling.
Yeah.
Sweet. Oh, no, like, it got hung up. Anyway, maybe that person will hopefully try again.
Yeah, come check out the Big Joy vibes.
Yeah.
If everyone can make some time, it's going to be a real special year. Looking forward to it.
Sweet. And we're going to wrap up because I'm going to try and get to this caller. Campbell, last name Campbell, if you're there, we got you. I'm going to answer the phone in a second. To close things out, we're going to play some excerpts of a live set from Sasha Ford, Harsh Noise music.
And Sasha will be opening up the Saturday night.
Great. All right. Well, thanks, Sean, for coming.
Thank you, Andy. It was a pleasure, man.
Yep. And see you this weekend. See all of y'all listening this weekend. It's been The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM.
and fictional and performative angles of the origin of philosophy. You wouldn't catch an analytic philosopher saying that they acknowledge the performance springboard from which all philosophical action or passivity must come in walking, performing, and embodying, as you said earlier,